Well, now to Iraq, no longer on the list of countries covered by the travel ban. That change came after outrage by Iraqis at the January version of the visitor and refugee freeze, outrage they expressed to U.S. officials. There's a different feeling today in Baghdad, where NPR's Alice Fordham found that Iraqis are glad to be off the list.
Iraq partners closely with the U.S. in its huge battle against ISIS. As Iraqi forces fight and die to take back the northern city of Mosul, there are American soldiers deeply embedded with them. So, when all Iraqis were banned from entering the U.S., Iraqis felt betrayed. Officials made angry statements and regular people held demonstrations. Parliament recommended that Americans be banned from Iraq in reciprocation, and the Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, called on the US to reconsider. So, the new executive order has come as a relief. He is the head of the Parliament Foreign Relations Committee, Abdulbari Zabari.
Well, we are very pleased for this change of policy, and also we are very pleased that President Trump got to the belief that the United States has the best alliance in the Middle East, which is Iraq, who can be relied on.
Zabari says this shows U.S. policy is guided by its institutions, like the State and Defense Departments, and not just by people. Out in Baghdad this evening, a young journalist named Omar Abdul Zahra takes a break from eating outside at a cafe with his friends to talk about the new ruling. I don't believe that this decision getting rolled back was Trump's choice, he says. And he also doesn't think the US particularly cares about the vocal complaints of the Iraqi people. He says that he thinks it's Washington that benefits from keeping Iraq on side. A comprehensive ban on Iraqis entering the US would have harmed the United States economically and politically. As he talks, children run around waving brightly coloured balloons their parents are buying from a man carrying aloft a rainbow cluster of them, clashing merrily with the lurid strings of lights outside the cafe. An engaged couple sit at a table nearby. They met studying philosophy at university and now work in a clothes store. The young woman, named Insam Tha'er, has a brother in the US.
Michigan.
And says they were happy when they heard the news today. Of course she would like to go to the US. It's safer and more stable than Baghdad, she says. Her fiancé Omar Fouad chimes in. We see a future there, he says. We see just a hard life here. There's no life, there's no work. In fact, he says, looking at his green-eyed fiancé, we'd like to travel there and get married there. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.